This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Dallas Morning News. It's Tuesday, May 16th. Today's forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 82 and a low near 63. Here are today's headlines. The 911 calls obtained Monday by the Dallas Morning News revealed the audible terror of the May 6th mass shooting as it unfolded at Allen Premium Outlets. 8 people were killed, and at least 7 others were injured. Hundreds more were traumatized. The shooter was killed by a police officer who was nearby on an unrelated call. Authorities say the gunfire lasted less than 5 minutes. From Francesca's to H&M to the cosmetics company store, other callers conveyed their fear to 911 operators as victims lay bleeding. In one of the first calls to report an injury, a woman says she saw a man with a gunshot wound inside Francesca's. Meanwhile, when authorities released the name, ethnicity, and first details about the alleged gunman who killed 8 people at the Allen Premium Outlets, questions soon emerged on social media about how a Hispanic person might hold neo-Nazi and extremist views. Is it unusual for a Hispanic person to adopt white supremacist beliefs? The Dallas Morning News spoke with several experts who have studied extremism, the role of race and ethnicity in racism, the history of racism among Hispanic people dating back to the conquest of Mexico by the Spanish, and a lack of access to mental health care. They say a cocktail of elements could combine to cause a person of any race to assume extremist positions, with some cases further aggravated by misinformation and the massive explosion of anti-Black and anti-Semitic positions in recent years. In the case of Latinos, there is also the fact that some Hispanic Americans identify as white and, not being accepted by other groups, seek a sense of belonging. On his social media posts, the alleged Allen shooter described himself as ashamed of his Hispanic heritage and wrote that he became a full-blown white supremacist after joining the army and meeting a white supremacist. For more on this story, visit DallasNews.com. In other news, the whirling whoosh of electric vehicles now comes with a new price in Texas, $200 a year under a new tax signed into law this weekend. Governor Greg Abbott made the tax official Saturday, signing the legislative proposal into law with no fanfare or announcement. The law takes effect September 1st. It will require the owners of electric vehicles to pay $400 to register a new electric vehicle on top of other fees, and renewing registration would cost $200. The new tax does not apply to electric motorcycles, mopeds, and autocycles. Texas has nearly 200,000 electric vehicles in the state, with more than 30,000 new EVs added to the roads so far this year, according to data from the Dallas-Fort Worth Clean Cities Coalition. Up next, the analysis from armchair experts is ever-present. And after the Dallas Stars lost 6-3 in Game 6 against Seattle, the critique from those experts centered on one specific defensive pairing. Defenseman Esa Lindell had a plus-minus of -4, meaning Seattle had scored 4 more goals than the Stars did when he was on the ice in Game 6. Yanni Hakanpaa, his usual line partner, recorded a -3. In translation, when the duo was the last line of defense in Game 6, it usually did not bode well for Dallas. Looking back at Game 6, head coach Pete DeBoer acknowledged the duo's plus-minus. He also questioned the use of that statistic as a defining reason Dallas missed a chance to close out the series in Seattle. Instead, he turned his focus on the entire team. And DFW International Airport has tentatively agreed on a new use and lease agreement with American Airlines and other carriers, setting the stage for work to restart on a 6th terminal delayed by COVID-19. At this month's board meeting, leaders discussed an authorization to add or remove leased square footage reflected in its carrier's leased premises under certain conditions. The agreement would replace the 2010 lease and use agreement for 10 years beginning October 1st, according to internal documents. However, board members went into a closed session for about an hour to discuss the matter, so no substantial information was given aside from documents. The new agreement signed this month hints at the future of Terminal F, stating it would include a pre-approved capital program for terminal renovation, more gates, and certain infrastructure capital projects. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.